100 word stories.
Well, time for another story. You know, because I didn't record them last week. George and Jury Duty. It's by Lawrence Simon. George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. Pirate ships don't get regular mail service, but somehow George got a letter. Jury duty, George growled. 3 weeks later, George was taking off his boots and hat and sending his swords into a plastic tub. "Are these real?" said the security guard. "The letter said business casual," said George, smiling. "Otherwise, I'd have brought all my daggers and flintlocks." The guard looked at George's letter, entered a code in his terminal, and said, "Not of sound mind. Exempted." George gathered his stuff and went back to the ship. Think about going off on a rant here. Jury duty in Houston, Harris County, sucked. The problem is, my views on things are slightly different than ordinary, well, as George Carlin would say, imagine the average person and how stupid they are, and half of people being stupider than that. And if you're stupid enough to get caught, and then you hire a lawyer who's paid to lie for your behalf, and then the lawyer who's lying for the state half the time, when it's really not necessary, just give the evidence and put this fucker in jail, or just hang them. Hang them all. But now that they're all 600 miles away, just fuck them all. My last year there, I had the anxiety and the depression and a note from my doctor, which took forever to get, and then took forever to get to the right person, and just fuck them all. Just the county clerk or whatever, I have no idea what staff there is to make people's lives hell. But going downtown on the bus and then coming back, and I couldn't eat at the steakhouse anymore because I couldn't really eat lots of red meat. God, I miss that steak. I can't even remember the name of it. Something and something. Anyway, I was near the ballpark, and I would go there, or I would go to Hubcap Grill burger place, even though the lines were out the door at the moment, because fuckers downtown, you know, they never made it bigger, so they went to the Heights, where the people were, just whatever. So, the city is in my past, I'm in a nice little town, I can walk places, and it's okay. Just like that one tooth. Anyway. So fuck jury duty. And when I get jury duty here, I have to figure out all again how to get out of it. And the thing is, you would say in the voir dire, all the stuff that would normally get you tossed, but you have to sit there on the hard-ass bench for 3 to 4 hours, and I'm like, it's obvious that neither side wants me on there. Please, just throw me out of here. Just brutal. And you have to pretend to pay attention. And the last time I was there, I was like, you know, I just started writing. Said, what are you writing? Said, yeah, I'm writing some short stories. It's like, you should be paying attention. It's like, have you struck me? Have you struck me? Okay, you both struck me. Why am I still here? I was inches away from getting contempt. Just hate it. But the jury system is a part of our, you know, our national. Yeah, with two fucking lawyers lying, judges who are corrupt. Just stop it. Stop the marketing. Anyway. Thank you all for putting up with my ranting and raving and selfish, petulant, childish, whatever. And as always, keep it brief.